Hey, welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. This is a special broadcast. I'm Miles Black. I'm the music department manager, and in studio, we're late. We're a half hour late, but we're still having a live show. This is Space Classic live in studio from Edmonton. So Space Classic, whenever you guys are ready, take it away.
Oh, Thank you. you to know. I bruised my rib while waiting for this dance floor to go. I'm sure it's awkward. Can't I change my mind? I'm dealing with these feelings and I don't think I'm fine. No, I don't think I'm fine. Summer of no idea, I forgot how to pray. And the scrolling you're giving me, waiting for the end of the day. Friends face to friends face, please come by, I need help. But maybe what I don't understand, really what I need is myself. Really what I need is myself. Barely talk on the weekends, on the weekends, on the weekends. You don't eat much on the weekends, on the weekends, on the weekends. I can't see you following through, following through. I can't see you following through, following through. You sleep too much on the weekends, on the weekends, on the weekends. Alone with your thoughts on the weekends, on the weekends, on the weekends. Following through, following through. I can't see you following through, following through. Thank you. miss hanging out with you. I 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 miss hanging out with you.
This next time is the last song.
Good. Louder.
You just heard Space Classic in the studio here at CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to take a quick little break, play a Tough Customer song, and then we're going to have Space Classic, all of them, in the studio here for a little quick interview before we wrap up at 4. So let's do this fast. Let's make it happen. See you soon.
Hey,
Hey, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. We are in studio right now with Space Classic. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Can you give a quick shout out of your names? I'm going to point to you and you can give you. This studio is full right now of fan members. we were using like all the tech gear we had to set them up in the studio, but it worked. It came through. It sounds great. You, what's your name?
I'm Brando, and I play the bass.
Nice.
I'm Christian. I play electric guitar.
I'm Jesse. I play samples and some keys and stuff, like MacBook.
Same.
Sing as well.
Rennell, and I play the guitar.
My name's Trevor, and I dropped a drumstick during our favorite song.
Oh, it came through all right. Good work, guys. So we don't have much time. We got 5 minutes.
No worries. It's perfect.
But I wanted to bring you all in just to thank you for that performance. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Well done. And and thank you for, like, this is my first time hosting a full band with the whole setup and using all our gear, and nice. I thought it went great. So cheers for being so patient with me.
Oh, no worries. No, it was fun. And we're pretty easy when it comes to the sound stuff. We don't really know too much about good sound anyway. So.
And thank you to our tech guys here, Salman and Gerard. They were really helping us out, putting this all together. So
sure
cheers, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
So you've got a show in town tomorrow
at
the Fox Cabaret, right?
That's right. Yeah. It's at 7 p.m. Till 10. Hopefully we'll be done nice and early so people can go back, go to sleep. You know, they have work in the morning.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday, yeah.
Well, that's very polite of you. And you're playing with Bright Flame and Galaxy Beach. Is that right?
Yeah, Bright Fame, I think. I think it's their first show. And then Galaxy Beach, I listen to their stuff. It's kind of like a kind of, I don't know how to explain it, like atmospheric sort of, I don't know if drone's the right word. I'm not really a genre expert, but it's kind of like, it's got a good vibe to it.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I'm not really a genre person myself.
Yeah.
I feel like most bands don't fit into genres, and so I just sort of describe a band as best I can.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
How do you describe yourself as a band? Like, have you decided on a genre?
Yeah, I think I've been going with the whole dream pop thing for a little while now. Like, I think when we started off, it was more like that, like the drowned out vocals, kind of like a lot of reverb and stuff. It's a kind of a more so. I think it's a way to kind of fake your production really well. Just cover everything in a reverb. But recently, I think we've been, at least I've been trying to clean it up a bit, make it more tight, and it's getting a little more poppy at times. So I don't know if it's still dream pop. I still call it that. I like the word dream pop.
Less dream, more pop.
Yeah, less dream, more pop.
But I like that as a descriptor, just because it's kind of like you have everything you need. Yeah. Dream pop, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Exactly. Hopefully,
it's pop music and it's dreamy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think so.
Cool. How much time we got? Okay, we're doing all right.
No worries, so, yeah.
Stressed out.
No.
And you had an album out in 2016 called Faults.
Yeah.
And you've got a new single out called Paul McCorry.
Yeah.
And that's all in your Bandcamp, right?
Yes, that's right.
Space Classic, Bandcamp.
Right, yeah. So Faults was something I put out in 2016. Then it was just like a little short, like I think 7 or 8 song thing. And then last year I put out Bruised Rib, which is what we're kind of like playing right now. And then just recently I released a song called Paul McCorry. And it's actually inspired by a friend of mine named Paul McCorry. And just how he's like really cool guy. And just, like, leads a relatively normal life. And I just wrote a song about him, asked him questions on Facebook and said, hey, man. Because I think it started as a joke in Instagram DM. Like, I'm going to make a song and call it your name. And he's like, do it. I'll be honored. And then I actually did. And then he was kind of weirded out. But also, he was down. He liked it.
That's good to know that it's a friend.
Oh, it's a friend. Close friend of mine.
Cool.
It's not a diss track.
No disses. No disses.
So you're on tour from Edmonton, or like, are you playing a lot of shows, or how big is this tour? What are you doing?
It's a small tour. I'm like a little bit, I think, I'm just not sure about like playing in cities where we don't know a lot of people, because, I mean, you can definitely get like some folks out, but we just wanted to come to the place where we had friends.
Yeah.
So we called it a tour, but we're really just playing Kamloops in Vancouver outside of Edmonton.
Okay,
so we played Kamloops on the weekend, and then we're playing twice here in Vancouver, so... Yeah.
Right. Sweet. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow night, the Fox Cabaret. Mm-hmm. Come check them out. They're great. They have so much good gear, and they know how to play it.
Yeah.
Okay, we got like 30 seconds left. One just quick thing. What's your favorite venue to play in Edmonton for the people out here who don't know Edmonton as well?
Favorite venue? Well, we really loved playing the Mercury Room, but it's shut down. Venues seem to shut down a lot in Edmonton.
That happens.
Mercury Room's done.
Wonder Bar
was our favorite of all time. Shut down, though. Have you heard of the Wonder Bar?
No,
I haven't. It was a tiny hole in the wall spot. It was very sweet. It's called Exhale Bar now. Do not go.
Okay. Good. Tell us about some of the venues that still exist, please.
The last show we just played was our biggest show ever, and it was at the Rec Room, weirdly enough. Cool. Do you know what that is?
No.
The Rec Room is a co-thing with Cineplex. So Cineplex made this thing called the Rec Room. It's a huge building like a theater. It's an adult arcade. So you go play like arcade games, and then they have food and like bowling and axe throwing, and then like a venue, and it's kind of like, I don't know. It's not like
Las Vegas. You feel like you're in Las Vegas. It was very strange.
It was strange. People liked it. They can sit down. It's good acoustics in there.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, totally. It was.
Cool. Okay, well, I'm going to have to go. We're going to have to all go. thank
you. You just leave. See you later.
Bye. Yeah. Thank you again for being here. Yeah.
Thanks for having us. Seriously.
And cool. Everyone who's listening to this is going to say, hey, I'm going to the Fox Cabaret tomorrow night to see Space Classic. Yes.
Oh, thanks, Miles.
Oh, thank you.
See you there.
See you there.
All right. Take it easy.
Goodbye.
Listening to CITR 101.9. broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 per discount.